Prologue. Do not stray from the path. That was the only mandate given to the ambitious female commander and her computer companion. They were on a simple mission from the Galactic Kingdom, the ruling body of the known galaxy, to retrieve and return with vital information from an alien species on the edge of their domain. A new threat to the galaxy was on the rise as a group of mysterious attackers were annexing worlds and other systems. The kingdom sent Commander Red on her ship, the Goldilocks, to meet with the alien couriers before it was too late. Defying the mandate, Red cut her travel time in half by taking a different course and ended up crash landing on a jungle world far from the rendezvous point. She soon discovered the alien couriers, the Bayers, who were also on the planet and battling the enemy they were trying to warn the kingdom about. The Dominion of Wolves were a new, growing army out of the former evil empire of the Darkness Domain. Having repaired her wounds and her ship, Red took the device that had the information the Bayers gave just before they perished. The wolf creature noticed the Goldilocks' departure and began a pursuit in its black, sleek-like hunter stealth ship. The Bayers had told Red to find the old woman named Grand Mar, a former military soldier of the Galactic Kingdom, the one who gave them the information. Once again, Red had to stray from the path, find Grand Mar, and get back to the kingdom with the information storage device. It seemed the mission was far from over.
Punch Audio presents Outer Red, Part 2, The Three Little Pegs, written by Jeff Walker, narrated by Dana Day.
Chapter 1. The Mission Continues. In the deepest region of space, on the edge of a solar system far from a galactic kingdom, two ships race beyond the threshold of it, the Goldilocks and the Wolf Hunter fighter. Continuous laser fire streaked past the well-polished plating of the Goldilocks. The green-blue colored bolts highlighted its hull as it narrowly missed the golden skin by only a few meters. The small multi-engine ship wasn't about to make it that easy for the deadly predator in pursuit. It shifted through space hastily as it skillfully missed each shot. The sleek, deeply black Wolf Hunter spaceship was firing away wildly. It tried to close the gap between the golden craft prey it sought to destroy. The battle was growing intense as they left the solar system. Now, there was nothing in front of them but the vastness of open space. Sitting at the helm was the red-headed pilot, Commander Red. She used all her training and piloting skills to evade every blast in a feverish fervor.
Whoop, whoop!
That was too close for comfort, the AI companion grumbled. I know, Grim, she acknowledged with frustration. Shut up already. Our shielding is weakening on the aft side and is at 80%. I said, shut up! She howled at him. The woman strongly slapped the console in front. The multicolored buttons flashed rapidly as the holographic screens hovering over displayed many alerts. The vessel barrel rolled in a nonstop motion, causing the enemy to match the rotation. It was impressive to her. No matter how she flew the ship or attempted different maneuvers, too daring for any pilot to attempt, the wolf vessel would match it. Something bothered her about it, though, in the back of her mind. This was far too familiar to her. She couldn't say why or have the time to assess the reason behind the thought. Instead, the commander had an instant moment of instinct. She steered the ship up and then swerved from side to side at random. While the black vessel tried to compensate, Red steered the ship's nose downward and spun around in a corkscrew maneuver, driving them further ahead. The enemy wouldn't be able to predict the moves of such a chaotic flying pattern. And yet, it did. Not only did it copy her moves, but it also stayed at the same rate of speed as the Goldilocks. It was flawless, and perfect in every way, a little too perfect for her liking. The realization of what was going on suddenly struck her. A mimic rider, she thought. It was the only thing that could copy her navigation so precisely. To her memory, mimic riders are computer algorithm codes that learn and can adapt to any form of countermaneuver.